Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. We'll be talking about something very interesting today. I imagine you are all familiar with a beloved children's classic by E.B. White, Charlotte's Web. Maybe you've read it, seen the animated version, seen the film version. But there is a wonderful production about to happen in Wilmington created by the Dance Element. They're doing a dance production of Charlotte's Web, original stage production adapted from the book. To tell us all about it today are Ashley Barnes, who was directing and choreographing the show, and Brian, also known as Juice Rayner, who has composed music for the production. So first of all, welcome to you both. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, first of all, for those who don't know it, would you just tell us the story?
Absolutely. Charlotte's Web is a story of a spring pig who is actually saved from death twice by his friends. Ultimately, Charlotte's Web is a story about friendship. The first person that saves Wilbur is a little girl named Fern, who befriends him when he is just a baby. And when he gets a little older and goes to live in a barn, he is befriended by a beautiful spider named Charlotte, who then saves him from the slaughter by putting some special messages in her web for everyone to see.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And there are other characters as well.
There are.
Notably.
The story is set on a farm, so we also have a sheep and a horse and a cow and a goose and seven goslings, as well as Templeton the Rat, who is certainly a crowd pleaser.
Let's talk about how you adapted the book to be a production, how long the process has been, and what kind of style of dance you're using.
Well, the process actually began probably in October of 2011. The process began with the spider costume, actually, which was created in 2009. Part of what I do artistically is create these specialty costumes that are almost like wearable puppets. And the spider was created for Halloween costume for myself, actually, in 2009. In 2010, my assistant director and very close friend, Susan Turner, borrowed the costume, and we joked about how we needed to get the costume on the stage.
Hmm.
And we started to discuss stories with spiders, and of course, the first thing that comes to mind is Charlotte's Web. I purchased a copy of the novel and read it and began to think about ways that it could be adapted for the stage and started to put together a script from the novel that I wrote myself and then brought to my close friend Brian Rayner and asked him if it was even possible and would he be interested in putting original music to the script.
Wow. Now, in the production, the style of dance, number of dancers?
I have 32 kids. In the production, it is the culmination of the Dance Element's third annual summer dance performance camp, which began July 9th. And I have 32 kids this year, ranging in age from 5 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a large cast. And the style of dance is everything from ballet, pretty classical ballet, to contemporary, almost contra dance. The music is a very hand-clapping, foot-stomping, sort of down-home feel, which is exactly what I wanted. The style of dance goes, I guess, from more ballet, which is my background,
mm-hmm.
to some more contra-dance, hoedown-type feel, which the kids are really enjoying
as
well.
Oh, I bet. And then before we talk with your composer, Brian, let's talk a little bit about the costumes, since that's a specialty of yours.
The costumes, I create all myself, all by hand. I actually recruited a little bit of help for the baby spiders because I had 11 baby spiders.
Oh.
Each spider has four legs, so 44 spider legs sewn by hand would have been an awful lot for me to complete. But all of the costumes are unique, one-of-a-kind creations. They are all three-dimensional. There's no just ears or a nose. It is a full costume, full stuffed pieces for the heads. And the children that get to wear the costumes are not only so excited about getting to put them on, but it just brings their character to life so much. And it's such an enjoyment for me to see the kids actually put these costumes on and bring them to life and dance around.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Ashley Barnes, director and choreographer for a dance production of E.B. White's Charlotte's Web. And we're going to talk now with her friend, Brian Juice Rayner, who has composed music for the production. And Brian, have you ever done this before, composed music for a play or a ballet?
No, this was my very first time doing a venture like this. It was a very interesting experience, very rewarding and very enjoyable. It's definitely a different avenue from anything I'd ever tried to do before.
What do you usually do as a musician?
I studied at UNCW. I graduated in 2008, and I studied classical guitar and some jazz there. I play locally and out of town in a band called Mac and Juice, and we play original music. We're acoustic guitar based, but we have a little electric stuff that we're doing more now. But it's very, wide range of styles. So coming into this, it was definitely, we were never restricted to one kind of stylistic. It was all for what the particular mood in each particular scene called for.
And so you read the book, or you had a breakdown of scenes from Ashley?
I did. I went, for this, I went strictly with what she had written to get the exact mood for exactly what we were going.
But you wrote the music before you ever saw any of the dancers. In fact, you haven't seen them yet.
I haven't yet. It's going to be a great surprise.
Talk about the other musicians that worked with you on the project.
We were very very lucky to have some talented musicians we brought in. We recorded with Jeff Reed, who is the former owner of the Beat magazine, and he was an absolute joy and a pleasure to work with. And never.
Has just done a wonderful job producing and recording this.
Never done it without him. He and I were very much head-to-head all the time as far as just like collaborating and making it come together. We had Richard Welsh on dobro. We had Josh Moore on banjo. We had Dan Sweeney on guitar, as well as myself on acoustic guitar. And we had Tucker Hill on percussion.
So it does sound like it's kind of down-home music with the dobro and the banjo. Yes.
Yeah, it's very, very. We were talking about stylistically. It is, we would call it "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" meets Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. it has a little bit of that old. It definitely has that old-time feel, but it has the ruckus hoedown kind of down-homey.
I'm sure the kids are loving that.
And I fully expect audience members to jump out of their seat and dance around in the aisles. In fact, I'm looking forward to that.
I used to play the soundtrack from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou in my car all the time and sing along, and I realized I was driving very badly because I was, so I had to take it out of the car.
That music is very, very infectious, that kind of that style.
Now let's talk a little bit more about in your composing, Brian, or should I call you Juice? I love that. It's great. Juice, what a great name for a musician. Do you have themes that you've written for the major characters? So say when Templeton the Rat comes on, we hear Templeton's music?
Yes, absolutely. And that was one of the interesting things that it definitely made it a journey in recording, because when we started doing it, we started with one approach and we found very quickly, because I had like various sketches of different kind of thematic ideas for each character. Like I have, there's a spider theme, there's a pig theme, there's a rat theme, and then there's a goose theme. And we came in and like we recorded some of it and we were going to try to just sync it up with the narration, and we found very, very quickly that was not going to work. So we went along with the reading, and it was Jeff and I sitting there, and we would go along with the
scene by scene,
scene by scene with the narration.
Wow.
And there are various inflections in that, when certain moods strike, theirs. And it made it very, very on the spot and reactive, very symbiotic with the emotions of the script and the music as well.
Well, really the first step was that I went in with a group of friends that some are actors and some had never done anything like this before. And we read the script and recorded it as a play So each character is played by a different person and has a different voice. Mm-hmm. And we were able to go into the recording studio together as friends and really just have fun with it and react in real time to each other, scene by scene. And then Juice was able to go in and listen to that and play the music over what we had already recorded.
Good. Okay.
So he was able to hear our voices and the inflections that we were able to put into the characters.
I wondered how you synchronized the story and the music. Right. That's without actually attending rehearsals. Wonderful. If this sounds interesting to you, intriguing, you'd like to go yourself, get up and dance in the aisles, or you'd like to bring your children, bring your friends, it is The Dance Element presenting Charlotte's Web, an original stage production adapted from the beloved children's classic by E.B. White. Ashley Barnes is the director and choreographer with great help from Susan Turner and other guest artists and teachers. And Brian Juice Rayner has composed original music for the production. It will be next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Community Arts Center, the Hannah Block Historic USO. The Friday performance is at 7. Two shows on Saturday at 3 and 7, and then Sunday at 3. Tickets are available. They're $12 each through the Community Arts Center box office, 910-341-7860. You can also call The Dance Element. Talk to Ashley. Get your tickets at 910-685-3787. And if you'd like to know more about the company and the work they're doing and the classes that are being taught there, simply go to thedanceelement.com. Ashley and Juice, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Pleasure.
Sounds like a really fun production.
And we hope to see you at the show.
This is WHQR.